All right. And for y'all who taking notes, this lesson is to go and serve. So, and before we even start, brother, to give y'all an idea, I'll pin this during the camp meeting sometime back. So while I was sitting there listening, Dad, I was going through this and God gave it to me. I'm hoping he does something miraculous with it. Help somebody out. All right, time to go. All right, before we even start, any prayer request? Amen. And my key verse is 1 Samuel 17:29. And somebody look that up and read it real quick, please. Miss Dot. 1 Samuel.
Yep. Is there not a cause?
And that's what I'm going to be saying right here. Is there not a cause? The title of the lesson is to go and serve. And God showed me this a while back. I want to actually deal with it. And I preached a little while back on, he was tiny but mighty. God used David. So he used David four ways. He was a shepherd to begin with. What does a shepherd do? He leads. So Dad, he's our pastor. He's our shepherd, so to speak. He leads us in the Bible, showing us what God can do and what he needs us to do. Not only that, he was also a musician. He actually helped calm the soul of Saul in the Bible. And that's what his hymns are for. He was a soldier. That's me and you. He had David go out to face Goliath to show Israel that he could do what he said he would do. Then he used him as a king, a ruler. And that's God Almighty, our King. Period. So, through this little lesson, I got several verses, and y'all can look them up. One of them is 17:32, 1 Samuel 17:32. And, Brother Brian, if you don't mind. All right. He said, let no man's heart fail. God, he uses a man that he calls because he knows his heart won't fail him in the Word. When you get in your Bible and start really learning, that's when you really learn what it's about. I didn't understand none of this until I really started digging into David. And God showed me things about David, like I said before, I never knew. So, with that, he said, I will also go and fight. Well, Dad, he goes and fights. Not only that, but you also got to go and fight. Because, like Miss Tara was saying right there with that praise, that was a battle. A little battle. You didn't realize you were fighting. But you actually went and fought that battle and helped that person. Okay, so going on, and he's also a servant. He's a soldier, a servant. Somebody that God can rely on incredulously, no matter what. Then I've also got 16:7, 1 Samuel 16:7 as well in here. Well, why do I have 16:7? And that's going back on the heart subject. Let no man's heart fail. Well, God doesn't look at your outward appearance. He's looking for what's here. If you've got the heart of a servant, He's going to use you no matter what. Like Brother Brian told me not too long ago, I'm doing as I teach. I'm serving. In one way or another, I will serve. So on that thought, why would you not serve a God who will always give you an answer when you need it? And this here is a question I'm asking. I need an answer for from each of y'all. Why? Why will God use you when you got a servant's heart? And that's what I'm saying. Unless you're willing, he won't never use you, no matter what. So a lot of people ask, well, God can't use so-and-so because of so-and-so happened in his past. No. When you're saved and you become a child of God, he ain't looking at your past. He's looking at the present and the future. I didn't know that till I looked at this. We also got 17:34 in 1 Samuel. All right, the lion, the bear right here is two trials. God will always send his trials to test his servants. No matter what. Well, when I got written here in my Bible, one verse down, the protecting hand of God. Because God protected David, not with armor, but with his grace. So when you think about it, Dad's a shepherd. He's pretty much our safeguard. Against all wrongdoing, all evil, pretty much. He'll always stand there like a statue, so to speak. He's a soldier, a wall. And God showed me that right here, since David has servant's heart, he were going to protect David no matter what throughout this entire encounter. Not only that, but two trials. We got one more trial, three. And that is in 17:37 that we'll find that actual piece where he goes and faces off with Goliath when he starts out. And I will read that one. And David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. This Philistine, and out of the hand of Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. I want to call your attention to the end. Go, and the Lord be with thee. Why do you say that? Because he knew God would protect him, no matter what. So, when he faces off with Goliath, he sees it as just another trial. He doesn't see it as a test. It's a trial. He's testing him all along his life. So, in the verses we've just covered in that amount of time, we've actually learned more about being a servant. And to go and serve in just a little bit of time. So, like I was saying not too long ago, he was a shepherd, he was a musician, he was a soldier, and he was a king. But why? Why did God use them four times in them four different ways? And that was a question. Well, just like we read, he just gave us the answer. If you were looking. And Dad's always told me, if you look for it, you will find it. God used him as a shepherd first. He was humble, kind, and he always took care of his sheep. That's how a pastor gotta be. He's gotta be somewhat humbled, but yet kind. But he's gotta be strict enough to not let the wrongs of the world come in and settle. A musician, we sing his hymns every Sunday. We give him the praise he deserves because he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He was a soldier. He went and served, no matter the cost of his own life. And lastly, he was a king. He led the nations. He showed Israel that God can do what he said he would do, pretty much. No matter what, if you got God there, nothing can stop you. I don't doubt with one inch of my own being. For the Lord's on your side, you can stand against a Goliath, against the giants of the land. So, I'm going to ask you one thing, and I want y'all to think about the answer. And that is, you going to go and serve, or are you going to stand by and watch this world go downhill from here? Because God used a shepherd boy in the middle of a battle that he wasn't even supposed to be at. And that's it. Well, that's why David is the actual main premise of to go and serve. It's because he had not only courage, but he knew God was there. When he faced off with Goliath, I got a question for you. How many stones did he pick up out of that brook? What is number 5? And don't tell him the answer. I know you already know. With that number 5 in the Bible, that's the number of grace. Not only he had the protection of God when he went to face Goliath, he also had the grace of God. So, that will answer several questions if you have them running through your head.
About that four brothers.
That's exactly right.
I mean, when you, and so he was preparing, and that's what we're supposed to do, prepare.
And that's why I'm saying with this lesson, you got to learn that you got to be prepared for anything, no matter what. And that's why I said what I said, because he went to a war he didn't even, or a battle he wasn't even supposed to be at. God used him in one way or another. So when you think about it, he was a shepherd, humble. Why would he go fight a battle unless he was there by the grace of God to prove it doesn't matter how big you are. You just have to have a little faith. Like, And that's why I got written there in my Bible, like I said before, the protecting hand of God. Because
a lot of times we don't speak up, but we really should speak up.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't understand that. And like I've also read as I went through here, if you looking at it, he puts on Saul's armor. He couldn't move in. What did he do? He removed his armor. He didn't need the armor. He knew that. So what else did he have? He had his staff. He had his sling. And he had 5 smooth stones. So, just like I done the study on the rod, me and Brother Brian helped me. Thank you. A staff and a rod, same thing, pretty much. It can be used offensively or defensively, depending on what you're using it for. So, he had 2 weapons in his hand. He didn't need armor because his third weapon was God Almighty. Mm-hmm. He spoke and God told Joshua that. Because Joshua, he actually saw a lot of what God done. And one of them was the hanging of the two spies in Jericho. If they were discovered, they were pretty much going to be killed right there on the spot. No questions asked. But Rahab comes along and she hides them. That's why when they left out that very night, he actually tells her, hang a scarlet thread out your window. It wasn't to show where she was. It was to let God know where to stop. I did not realize that until I really started digging into my Bible. God uses certain things to show you certain things. Because he stopped right there at Rahab's house. Rahab is a part of the genealogy of our Lord and Savior. If he kept going, what would happen? Nobody knows. Only he knew the answer.
You know, Jason, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Just a blessing.
Well, that's why the premise of this lesson is called to go and serve. Because there's a cause out there. God will give you a cause if you don't have one. Only thing you got to be is willing.
Exactly.
I've always told my buddy Curtis, my driver, and you can't even tell this to that young girl, Miss Tara. If she's trying, if she's looking for something, tell her to look for the truth that is hidden in these pages. Curtis asked me a question not too long ago. Well, sometime back, I said, go digging for it. God will let you see it when he wants you to find it, no matter what. Anything else? Because all mine's clear. All right. Brother Brian, would you dismiss us?